We want to welcome you back to the National Federation of the Blind Convention of Indiana. This is our 65th convention, and we have the state president of Kentucky with us today, Ms. Jackson. Ms. Jackson, we want to thank you for coming on to the stream here in Indiana. Coming up to Indiana, did you drive all the way up?
We did, and let me say I'm excited to be here. I was national rep several years back. Can't remember what year, but I'm quite sure that I'm going to enjoy it as much in 2019 as I did the first time I was in Indiana.
And what would you tell a first-timer?
Keep your eyes and ears open and learn as much as you can. Learn about all the resources available so that you can go home and go to the websites, your state website, the national website, and just be like that kitchen sponge, just soak it all in and make it a positive experience. Make sure you ask questions. There's no question that's a stupid question. Mm-hmm. Just be open-minded and just learn.
Now, how long have you been a part of the Federation?
I've been a member of the Federation for 44 years.
One of the things that kind of caught me in your last statement, and, you know, just want to bring a little lightheartedness to this whole thing,
sure.
too, you know, because everybody thinks we're so serious sometimes.
Oh, no.
But when you said keep your eyes, I got the ears being open.
Yeah.
But the eyes open, that was no pun intended, right?
No, just, you know, I mean, that's the way, you know, you would talk to your sighted friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're just like everybody else. We just happen to be blind.
We just happen
but,
to be blind.
But, you know, and some people, they might have some vision. They might need to keep their eyes open
yeah,
as well.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I just would talk to other blind people like I would talk to my sighted friends.
And that's part of the etiquette and that's part of the training that we have to always convey to our sighted peers.
Exactly.
You're the state just below Indiana, right?
Right. Indiana keeps sucking up Kentucky, keeps Kentucky from
sliding into Tennessee. I'm going to have to remember that one. What services do you find challenges in the state of Indiana and around the country for blind individuals?
Challenges?
Mm-hmm. What challenges are out there let's define them for blind students?
Well, I think we need to teach our students and others. You know, we are an advocacy organization, obviously, but we need to teach others how to advocate for themselves. So when they get into the classroom, they can talk to their professor and explain, you know, I need this accommodation. Or if they go to their student resource center, that there again, they can advocate and talk to the organizers and be more specific and knowledgeable about what they want. Not only what they want, but many times what they don't want.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a challenge. I think we students we just really need to get a hold of them and teach them how to advocate for themselves.
What would you want to leave to the staff, when you leave a convention, what mindset would you want to leave to the staff?
About us as blind people, they have definitely have a positive attitude about blindness. That if they've had low expectations, that we have certainly raised their expectations of blind people,
mm-hmm.
and you know that we've put our best foot forward. And I tell you one thing that we did at one of our conventions to interact with the staff. We did a scavenger hunt, except it wasn't your typical scavenger hunt necessarily where we went around finding other items. We had to find hotel staff, give them a kernel book and tell them what a kernel book was all about. Find somebody in the restaurant and hand them a Braille alphabet card and talk to them about the importance of Braille. I mean, it's not anything in length, but just to make them aware of of blind people and, mm-hmm. and Braille being obviously a tool. Our kernel books, which are obviously an educational tool. So we've had a great deal of fun doing that.
Sounds like it.
You know, just blending ourselves into society as a whole, you know, because oftentimes we seclude ourselves from societies, and we have to get out there and meet some of these challenges. Now, what are your thoughts about the new initiative, one of the initiatives that President Mark Rick Obono brought to the convention this year with diversity and inclusion?
Oh, we definitely have to be mindful of others. Although we are an organization of blind people, and blindness being the priority, we still definitely need to be aware that there are other cultures, there are other individual ideas, and we have got to embrace people as individuals first, and then make blindness the priority, letting them know that blindness is the priority. But we've got to, you know, open our arms and be inclusive.
Now, you said you've been with the Federation for
44 years.
Uh-huh. Okay. When did you accept your cane?
To be very honest, I was a late bloomer. When I was a teenager, I thought if I carried a cane, it would give a mixed message that would confuse people, because I do have some fairly decent usable vision. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, it's going to confuse people because they're going to think I'm pretending, or they're just not going to understand that I am really blind. So I really didn't start carrying a cane until I got more involved in the Federation.
I know that was one of the hardest things for me to do, too. I thought I was too vain to carry a cane. And but my other question to you, we have a 70%, quote-unquote, unemployment rate within the blind and disabled communities. What's your thought on that with the National Federation of the Blind and what we're trying to do to change that?
Well, employment has got to be one of our priorities. We talk about wanting to be part of society, being accepted into society, doing our part, being a part of our neighborhoods, our churches, and employment. That's just part of it. And if we want to be productive, support ourselves, get off of the welfare rolls, we've got to put a lot of energy behind training, making sure that our members get the proper training and tools, whether it's school or on-the-job training. But we've really got to put a lot of effort into employment so that we can become self-sufficient and prove to the sighted world that, you know, we can pull our weight, that we are just blind. Doesn't mean we can't go out and hold a full-time job.
So before we get off, is there anything that you would like to share with the streaming audience out there?
Well, I think that I would like everyone to have an opportunity to experience the National Federation of the Blind. If there are those of you out there in Streamland who are wondering what this organization is all about, I would very much like to encourage you to go to a local chapter, see what we're all about. I think that this organization has done a lot more for me than I've ever been able to do for the organization. It has over the years made me much more self-confident, if that's possible. I mean, I've always been kind of one of these people that as a go-getter, but probably wasn't as self-confident as I really thought I was. And the Federation is truly a second family for me. I've got friends all over this country, several friends here in Indiana. And through the Federation and our advocacy work and our collective action, we get things done. We do our legislative work, have all the utmost respect for the work that the Federation does.
There's a service through the National Federation of the Blind called Newsline. What are your thoughts about Newsline?
Oh, we've got Newsline in Kentucky. We've had Newsline, I think, since, 1997, 98, somewhere around in there. And we struggled with Newsline at first, getting the funding, but we've now got permanent funding through our Division for the Blind. And we have our coordinator, Todd Stevens, who works very hard. We have definitely raised our subscribership, and we're just really thrilled to have Newsline and really working hard to advertise and make it available to all blind and disabled people across Kentucky.
We want to take the time and say thank you once again for coming up to our state convention here in Indiana.
Well, I'm glad to be here.
And we want you to know that we're glad to have you. And for everyone that's listening and heard this conversation, she's living the life she wants.
That's right, I am.
So take care. We'll talk to you guys
a little bit later. Thank you.
Okay, take care.